Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And every Tuesday, I am just so excited to be here because it's another opportunity just to share just a wealth of information. It's about reclaiming our owner's manual. And it is. It's just so important that we understand who we are, you know, and that's just one of the biggest challenges that humans beings experience is that they really don't know who they are. They just don't. They know very little about themselves. They know very little about the human body. We've been conditioned to put our body into the hands of others. And, you know, we were never designed to have these experiences. But that is where we are today. That is what we are experiencing. So today's topic of the show is learn about the underlying causes of disease, of how disease develops. Again, learn about the underlying causes of how disease develops. So, okay, but let's just look at what some of the common diseases are. You know, I would say that the scariest one that people tend to talk about is cancer, because when they hear the word cancer, they instantly, you know, we have diabetes 1 and 2, types 1 and 2. We have thyroid issues, you know, Hashimoto's, okay, Graves' disease. We have hypothyroidism, right? We have, you know, these are some of the diseases that I've seen many, many times throughout my practice. Digestive disorders, headaches, pain, all right? So the list goes on, okay? And, of course, when we experience disease, right, well, what do we thinking? I mean, we're thinking that, well, if I get sick, am I going to get sick and die? And the ultimate disease is death. It is death because it's something that we were never supposed to experience. So it's not really about what type of disease it is. It's really about the fact was the human body really ever supposed to experience disease? So, well, let's look at what is the definition of disease? Okay. We're going to look at, you know, the textbook definition. It's a disorder of structure or function in human, animal, or plant, especially one that produces specific signs or symptom, and is not simply a direct result of physical injury. So that's one definition. Another definition is a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms, aka sickness. Okay, so this is just two definitions of disease. So now, what is the opposite of that? What would be the opposite of disease? If you're not in a state of disease, then what is that? It's what we call homeostasis. And homeostasis is the tendency toward a relatively stable equilibrium between interdependent elements, especially as maintained by physiological processes, okay? And it's really about, ultimately, is really a normal state of being for the human body. it really was never supposed to be dis-ease. And that is the place, that is the state that the body is always supposed to be in, is a state of homeostasis. So, well, the question is, you know, how do we even get to this point, right? How did the body even get to the point of disease? Why is it no longer in a state of homeostasis? And, you know, that's something that we never really think about. Many of my clients throughout the years have just thought that it was natural for them to end up with some sort of disease. Okay, the concept of homeostasis, they would like to remain in a state of homeostasis or return to a state of homeostasis, but they actually saw dis-ease as something that is that they eventually were going to experience. And the concept of homeostasis just seemed, just would basically seem quite abnormal to them. So on that note, we are going to take a sponsored break, but we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. And let's learn about the underlying, we're discussing today, we're learning about the underlying causes of how disease develops. So we were just reflecting upon how, you know, this has been my experience as a practitioner for over the last 20 years, that that many of my clients that come in, they definitely have a fear of experiencing disease, but at the same time, they would definitely begin to reflect upon their mother had it, or their father would experience, let's just say someone that that where their parents experienced diabetes, or one of their parents, that the idea is that the fear is that they may get it, but to the point, it's to the point where they actually believe that they will be experiencing it, okay? And you know, that's a very common paradigm for many people. It's a very common pattern that many people just think that, you know, and when someone does end up experiencing disease, you know, their attitude is not one of surprise. They anticipated it on some level, even a subconscious level. Now, do they want to live in that state? Not necessarily, no, but having a belief that you are supposed to experience this, the belief that you are supposed to be experiencing it. So if we tell ourselves that our parents had it and potentially that we may end up with it, and that's where our thoughts are going, then you know what? Yes, we can definitely put the body into that state of mind, okay? We can put the body into that state of frequency, into that vibration, and yes, the body will respond to that information. So, you know, first let's look at this, okay? So let's just look at the human body, okay? You know, I teach immunology, you know, with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. And, you know, we talk about, like, what is the function of a red blood cell? What is the function of a white blood cell, okay? So the white blood cells aid in warding off some of these, what we would call invaders, such as parasites, bacteria, okay? These we have good parasites. We have parasites that support the body. That's instead of using good or bad. And then we'll have parasites that really are there that are in, that are just not working for the body, okay? And, you know, these species that are not here being in support, you know, either species is there working to survive. Okay, neither one is working with the anticipation to not live, okay? But we have, there are parasites, bacteria, fungi, yeast, viruses that all actually can work in conjunction with the body, okay? So now, so let's just look at this, okay? So we were just talking about how I teach immunology on with the Jewel University, and we talk about the function of a red blood cell, the function of a white blood cell, and how they all have a purpose. The white blood cell, right, is there to help, again, to support the immune system. You know, any foreign invaders, it is there to support the body in warding them off, fighting them off, okay? So there are things in our environment that we can't even see with the naked eye, but your immune system is always at work. It knows how to do that naturally without any conscious input from the person that resides in that body. Okay, let's just be really clear about that. Your immune system knows exactly what to do. Okay, your red blood cells carrying oxygen, okay? And, you know, let's just talk about hemoglobin, you know, and heme and how this is what is aiding in oxygen being carried throughout the body to the lungs. You know, it's where in the lungs that the body is basically, where the lungs are aiding the blood in being cleansed of what? Carbon dioxide, right? So look at how intelligent the body is. You step outside, you're breathing in all of these toxins, but why is it that your red blood cells and your white blood cells know what to do? They know exactly how to respond, okay? So if you get a cut on your hand, okay, the reptilian circuitry of the brain gets a signal, okay, and it's going to feed the information to the skin, right, which is also an aspect of the nervous system, for that cut to heal. How does the body know how to do this? Because the body is autonomous. It does not eat. The body is brilliantly designed. Okay. The body is brilliantly designed. So if the body knows how to heal, your immune system works for you 24 hours, every moment of every day. Right. And then, you know, again, your white blood cells know what to do. Your red blood cells know what to do. Your hormones know how to regulate themselves. Right. And we just don't have hormones with regards to our genitalia. Okay. But we also have hormones that play a role in digestion. Okay. We have hormones that communicate from the brain down to the gut. Okay. To the stomach, to the small and the large intestines. So look at all of this. So what is that telling you? That the body is just absolutely brilliantly designed. So if the body knows how to heal itself, let's say that again. If the body was designed to heal itself, well, the question is, how does it get sick? How does it experience dis-ease? And let's look at that. Is it disease or is it a state of dis-ease? And that's something that we really need to look at. All right, so how is it, and why does it develop disease, okay? Because there is something that is happening with the person that occupies the body, okay? There is something that occupies the body, okay? I mean, there's something within that's happening with the person that occupies the body. It's not the body, okay, because the body is self-healing. It is only when it is the person that occupies the body is why the body gets sick. So if you really just think about that for a second, the body knows how to heal itself, but how is it that it can experience disease? Well, you know, for years I used to, you know, my clients that would come in, I would get their hormone panels. I would look at their blood tests. Okay, I would order blood tests. I would order hormone panels, and I would analyze it, always trying to see what's happening according to these blood tests. But, you know, who and what is being treated? Is it the blood test or the hormone panel, or is it really about the person that is occupying that body? And that is where we miss out every time, many, many times, okay, because your body is only responding to the person in that body. The body is not the issue. And this is why many times, every time you turn around, there's a new drug that's being created, okay, trying to, you know, basically mimic some plant that's out there, right? In order, what we think is going to cure, and there is no cure. Okay, there isn't a cure for anything, because the only thing that is going to aid the body in healing is going to truly allow that body to heal. Now, we can take supplements, and let's look at that. The word supplement, it's supplementing something. It is not there. It is not the cure. It is not the end-all, be-all. It is supplementing what? The healing process, okay? So for many years, you know, I would give my clients, I mean, they would have loads of supplements to the point they would look at me and say, Dr. Cameron, are you really going to give me something else? And then I just ultimately had to get away from doing that as I began to understand that that is not how they are supposed to be existing. So with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back. Said we're going to take a sponsor break. Okay, well, I guess the sponsors don't want to take a break right now. Okay. Well, I guess we'll take a sponsor break momentarily here. Okay, all right. Well, let's go back to understanding this whole process of disease again. Let's look at the body being a self-healing organism. Do we truly understand that? Do we really understand that the body is self-healing? If you actually knew your body, do you think that your body would function better? Do you think that your body would that you would have a fear of getting sick or experiencing disease if you knew about it? Because when you understand what your organs do, okay, these blood chemistries, what they actually do, we don't have to go to school for 20 years in order to really understand how the body operates. We don't, okay, because the information really, truthfully, is not that broad. It isn't. The body is more simplistic than what we understand. We have been conditioned to think that it's just way too much information. Why would I want to go to school to do that? And I always share this, that one of my clients expressed that that when he hears the word leukocyte, which is another name for a white blood cell, he says that because I know that he's being honest. It's funny, but he's being honest. And it's unfortunate because it shouldn't be that way. We really should be excited about, you know, learning about the body. And definitely in the immunology, it's called Your Body is Your Blueprint course that's taught with the Juilliard University. We learn about the immune system through consciousness, not just, okay, so you have a red blood cell, you have a white blood cell, you have, basically what happens with the gut. And, you know, just it's not like that at all. It's really you becoming one with your body. And that is exactly how it's supposed to be. So again, that's how it's supposed to be. So now, if the body is a self-healing organism, this is the last question. How or why does it develop disease? Well, there are two things, a major role in why the body develops disease. One is called a miasm, and the other is called emotions. And these two words, well, one can really sit in the other. Emotions can sit in as far as what a miasm is, okay? And a miasm it comes from the Greek root word miasma, which means to taint, stain, or pollute, okay? Taint, stain, or pollute. And it was Dr. Hahnemann, who was a medical doctor in the 1800s, that understood that these miasms that affect the body, which he clearly stated in his definition that it is just not in alignment with spirit, okay, that it is not in alignment with spirit, but understanding that this is information that is passed on generation to generation to generation, and that this information actually is what we also call an imprint of information, how it's carried on generation to generation to generation. So we actually come in to the world with these miasms, okay? And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break now.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And I just love talking about the human body and the power of it. Did you hear me? I didn't say the body, I said the human body. All right, so, okay. So now we were talking about miasms. All right, miasm comes from the Greek root word miasma, which means to taint, stain, or pollute. Okay, so if something is tainting something, polluting something, or staining something, then we know that that thing, okay, is being impaired, okay, it's being affected. So we carry miasmic information. Now, that definitely includes dis-ease. So, yes, if your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your father has it in their DNA, it has it in their cellular consciousness, okay, it has it in their mental consciousness of disease, it is passed on generation to generation. You know how they say one generation will get a disease and the other one won't? Well, yes and no. One may not get it in its full-blown state, but it is definitely still passed on to generation, because each generation is supposed to eliminate this miasm from its state of consciousness. And that's the physical state, that is the mental state, and definitely the emotional state, okay? So now, again, okay, so let's just, you know, let's really just look at that. So these thought patterns, because everything is still a thought, okay? Diabetes is still a thought. Cancer is still a thought. So here it is. If you know that this is a miasm that you carry, which you do, if your mother or your father or your grandfather or your grandmother, your great, 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 whoever had it, because it is not a real, it's not really about the disease, okay? It is about the fact that these diseases develop because of our states of consciousness that are not in order with divine order, with universal intention. That is how we got to where we are, okay? That's just the truth of it. If the body is a divine order, well, then something has to be out of order with the divine in order for a divine order to develop something that is out of order with the divine. Do I need to say that again? I think so. Okay. The body is a divine order. It was never designed to get sick. Okay. And the only thing that can truly cause the body to get sick is a person's state of thinking, their state of consciousness, and their emotional state. Now, let's talk about that. So we talked about this concept of miasms being passed down generation to generation. Yes, it is passed on. So in my family, we've seen cancer. We have seen diabetes, okay? We've seen all of them, right? So, even though I may not be experiencing multiple sclerosis, it doesn't mean that the miasm is not feeding it doesn't mean that it's not in my state of consciousness. And if it is, it is absolutely going to affect my behavior, how I think, how I function on some level. Okay. And it's really important that we really do get to know our families and what our families have experienced. Because if you know anything about spiritual evolution, then you know that these miasms are definitely passed on generation to generation. And if you really understand spiritual evolution, then you know it is your responsibility to get it cleared up. So what happens? Let's look at emotions now, okay? Anger, frustration, lack of trust. Well, we'll say distrust, disgust, okay? Obsession, being egoistic, okay? Confusion, embarrassment, humiliation, aggression, resentment, revenge, okay? You know, it's interesting because, I sometimes when I am looking at social media, you know, sometimes I'll just read posts and, you know, I see the greatest revenge is to show people, you know, let's say, you know, you've come from a state where you may have been experiencing poverty and then you go from poverty to being wealthy and it's like, I'm going to show all the people. I'm going to show them, those that talked about me, the greatest revenge or the sweetest revenge. Why are we using the word revenge, okay? These words should never even be in our vocabulary. We should never want to experience revenge, resentment, hate, anger against another human being. And no, it's not okay. It is never okay to use that vocabulary. Even if you think it's in a healthy sense, it's not. Revenge is not a state of consciousness. It is an emotional state. And we are not supposed to exist in emotions. We are not supposed to be angry. We are not supposed to be frustrated. We are not supposed to be sad. We are not supposed to be shameful. We are not supposed to be in aggression. We're not supposed to be in disgust or distrust. Okay? Are any of those divine orders? No, they're not. So how could emotions truly be healthy? They're not. It's not. Okay? And when we are experiencing them, time, okay, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with your job, it is there as a mirror reflection to show you what is happening in your own state of consciousness. And it is those thoughts that we carry that has a vibration and frequency that begins to throw the body out of state of homeostasis, okay? So the body is supposed to be in a state of homeostasis. And let me just repeat that definition. It is a tendency toward a relatively stable equilibrium between interdependent elements, especially as maintained by physiological processes. Well, what are the interdependent elements? You and your body and the source of all things. That's it. Those are the only interdependent elements. Okay? You see? That's it. That is how we remain in a state of homeostasis. We were never supposed to be in dis-ease ever. But because we carry information, not just the disease, meaning cancer, diabetes, but also miasms are also emotions, okay, that are passed on generation to generation. I know that. I looked at myself when I would look at my family and what I experienced. You know how people say, oh, you're just like your mother, you're just like your father, you're just like your uncle, you're just like, I'm like, yeah, I know, because I can see myself, okay? I've recognized what has been passed on to me, but now I get the opportunity to be the person that came into this existence for myself, to rid myself of these emotions and of these diseases, even if it's in just a form of a miasm, it is a gift, okay, to have that ability as a human being and a willingness to do so. Because not only are you doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your ancestry, okay, and you're doing it for humanity, okay? And, you know, people don't really understand what it is to be a human being. Every species on this planet that is here to support humans, okay, and we mean the term H-U-E-M-A-N, okay, so human race, it's not the black race, the right race, the white race, okay, it is the human race, okay, and we really need to understand that, okay, and to be a human, if we understood that, yes, when you look at another human being, that is your brother, that is your sister, that is your mother, that is your father, okay? This is how we are supposed to operate in this existence. And, you know, it's interesting because I was in session with a client today, and she says that, you know, I understand, you know, that love thy neighbor. And I said, do you really understand what that means when you say that? Because we all quote it, we say it, but are we really practicing it? And the reason why it's challenging for one to practice it is because they live in an emotional reality. So if you're in anger, frustration, hate, doubt, shame, lack, scarcity, then how can you truly love thy neighbor? Because if you're in those states of consciousness, are you truly loving yourself? No, you're not. Because anger and frustration is not a vibration of love in any way, shape, or form. And if we really get smart and conscious and aware, we expand our state of awareness and consciousness, you will begin to see how these emotions completely, as it is on your computer, hit F7, delete. You can get rid of them. And the same thing with these miasms, okay? We don't have to exist in them. What we do need to understand is what you absolutely need to understand is that emotions are not a natural way of being or living. That is a conditioning process. That is a program. Emotions are not a divine order, okay? Now, if we've always tossed this word emotion around, and we think that joy and bliss and ecstasy and kindness and patience and those are emotions, no, they're not. They're actually states of consciousness, and those are the states of consciousness that humans are always supposed to exist in. That is a universal order. And that is what humans were always supposed to exist in. They're never not supposed to exist in these states of consciousness. It is only when, again, that we are we're existing in these emotions, we're not doing anything to transform these miasms, okay, that we continue to stay in this state of dis-ease. And I tell you, if you're in anger, are you putting your thyroid under stress? Are you putting your heart under stress? Are you putting your kidneys under stress? Are you putting your liver under stress? Just think about that. If you're angry or you're in resentment or frustration or distrust, are you putting any stress on your body? Well, yes, you are. And are you putting your body in a state of dis-ease? Absolutely. And if we continue to stay that way, well, then what's going to happen? The body is going to develop a state of disease. And that's just it. And that is just it. Because, again, if the body is a self-healing organism, how does it get sick? How does it experience disease? You really have to think about that. But you know what? We've been in such a zone, in such a trance state, a state of hypnosis, that we never really stop to think about it. And we just get up every day. If we're taking medication, we believe that this is what's really going to save us, saying, I don't know what this is, because it is forcing a reaction to happen. It is not natural, okay? So if you do have diabetes and you're taking a disease to lower your blood sugar, well, once you come off of the medication, what happens? Your blood sugar goes right back up. So here it is. Your blood sugar, truthfully, is still elevated. It's just being forced down on a blood test, but your body is still in this state of consciousness no matter how you look at it, okay? And if we're taking a medication to force a reaction to happen, it's not happening naturally, okay? So if it's not happening naturally, that means that what? It is going against the order of the universe. It is going against the order of the body. The body is a divine self healing organism. I can't emphasize that, okay? And every time that your body is experiencing something, so let's say, you know, let's look at the word congestion. You have a cold, okay? Well, is it the body that has a cold, or is it you that's congested? And what are you congested about? Look at your own reality. Don't blame the body. Oh, I'm sick. My body. No, you're right. I'm sick. It's not the body. Okay, it's the person in it. Look at your life. Look at what's happening in your reality. Are you under stress? And if you're under stress, the question is, why are you under stress? That's what you have to begin to look at. Because if you really understood your existence here, okay, you know, again, I just want to go back to the body, the immune system. You know, the red blood cell has a purpose, a specific purpose. The white blood cells have a specific purpose. You know, look out your window. Trees have a specific purpose, okay? Plants have a specific purpose. Well, what is the purpose of you? What is your purpose? What are you doing? How are you existing in this reality? Are you living your purpose? Because your red blood cells are trying to. Your white blood cells are trying to. Your immune system is trying to. Your endocrine system is trying to do their purpose. But if you in the body are not, this is what is throwing off the body. So with that being said, we're going to take another sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
You know, I got to tell you, an hour is just not enough. Okay, because we could talk about this for hours, right? Okay, so you understand now how emotions, anger, frustration, you know, you have to understand that all of these have a frequency and a vibration. And they do, they will, and if they build up, which they will, because if you don't know how to rid yourself of them, then where are they going to deposit themselves? Into your cells, okay? They will deposit themselves into your tissues, into your cells. And what happens? It's a buildup. It is a buildup. And if it's building up, eventually the body's going to say, you know what? I don't know what to do. How do I get rid of anger? Okay, how do I get rid of confusion? How do I get rid of resentment? Why do you keep, you know, storing this information or this misinformation into the body? The only thing I operate off of is love, trust, and abundance, and compassion, and patience, and kindness, surrender, liberation, freedom, peace of mind, okay? That is what your body knows, and the body's looking at you like, why do you keep giving me anger? Why do you keep giving me frustration? I don't want this. I want to be here to support you and help you to fulfill your purpose, okay? The body is ultimately confused because you're confused. Okay, and if the body, if we keep the body in a state of confusion, then eventually, yes, it is going to become dis-ease, which eventually will lead to disease. Okay, and again, these emotions and these miasms really block the body from being able to complete its cycle. So if you eat something, you should be able to digest your food, assimilate it, your body will absorb it, take what it needs, and get rid of the rest. This is why we urinate and we have bowel movements. Whatever the body no longer has any use for, it is going to eliminate it. Okay, so it knows how to do that. Now, if we are under severe emotional stress, well, guess what happens with your digestion? You're not digesting that food properly. You're not assimilating that food properly. Your body cannot use that food as fuel in the way that it's supposed to. And that's why so many people, when they eat, they want to take a nap afterwards, okay, when it should really be the other way around. You should have energy. What you ate, because, yes, what you may be eating may be playing a major role, but then if you're eating something that you know that is not necessarily working for you, then why are we eating it? You know, that's a whole other show, okay, because we'll talk about addiction. But because we're addicted to these emotions as to why, we continue to make the choices that we have. And if we are addicted to these emotions, it will throw off your digestion, it will throw off your elimination, you'll find yourself getting a headache, and a headache is just nothing but the body being unable to detox itself. That is what a headache is. It is nothing more than that, okay? And it's not something that you ate. It is the fact that the body is not functioning and processing the way that it is supposed to, okay? And what do we find ourselves doing? Take all of these different options for what? You have to understand It is you in the body. The problem is not the body. And if we continue to feed it these synthetics, okay, in these emotional states that are just so toxic within themselves, then we're just deteriorating the body, and eventually the body is going to die. Okay, it just will. It will, because that's what you're doing anyway. That is what we're doing when we exist like that. It is. Again, the body is a self-healing organism, but if we keep feeling it stress and disease, well, then, of course, the body's going to deteriorate. And no, we don't have to exist that way, because what you need to understand about yourself is that you are a human being. You know, being a human being is one of the greatest gifts that a spirit could ever be given. Because just like your red blood cells and your white blood cells and the trees and the plants, everything serves a purpose, a car knows its purpose, okay, right? A car knows its purpose. So, you know, well, what about the human being? Why is it that we don't understand our purpose? Well, it's never too late to learn about your purpose. It's not, okay? But if we're not living our purpose, then we are under stress, all right? And we really do need to identify our purpose. Okay, that's one thing that we need to do. And your purpose is not just what you do, it is who you are. Everything that you do in life should be relative to your purpose. And your purpose is definitely always being in a divine order, okay? Always. It's never not. Okay, it's never not, right? So every decision that we make, okay, should always be relative to our purpose. It's not what you do, it's who you are. But what you do choose to do, meaning that what your purpose may be as far as if we're looking at what we're doing action-wise, okay, how do you discover that? Okay, we'll talk about that momentarily, but, you know, what you have to understand is if you're living your purpose and you begin to rid yourself of these emotions and these miasms, will the body heal? Absolutely. It can't not do that, but you have to be willing to let these emotions and these miasms go. Thing that we must make a conscious decision about to do. These things will not just go away with a pill or some protein shake or just, you know, it really has to ultimately be a conscious decision. And yes, you can completely rid yourself and your body of living an emotionally free reality. You can, because you only want to exist in states of consciousness, and consciousness is really about being in a divine order. Your consciousness, remember, creates your reality. So if you're in anger, frustration, doubt, that's going to be your reality, and then you're going to find that these are all the experiences that you continue to have. Okay, but if you're in states of consciousness, which are joy, love, abundance, trust, compassion, okay, liberation, gratitude, then, you know what? How would that look if you were living in a state of joy and abundance at all times? And can you exist in that reality? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You absolutely can. And, you know, there are definitely ways. There are steps that you can take to do that, and before we take a few questions, and then we're going to discuss those steps. Well, first we're going to take a sponsor break, and then we're going to take those questions.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology. We're going to take a few questions here now.
Area code 203, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Area code 203, you're unmuted. Do you have a question? Let's go to the next person. Area code 803, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pierman. This is Shay.
Greetings, Shay. Oh, so good to hear you here. Wow, what an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm sitting here in the library. I was taking a bunch of notes. I need a replay of all this. It's good stuff. It's great stuff, you know.
Thank you.
You're feeding me a lot. You're feeding me, and I really appreciate it. I wanted you to know that I'm just overwhelmed with joy and happiness that I'm learning this. It's never too late to learn this.
I just have one question.
Yeah, I have one question. When you said understanding living in love, joy, trust, but I'm a little stuck on abundance. Could you elaborate on what you mean by living abundance? Give me an example.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so we have been conditioned to think that there's just never enough, okay? And, you know, and what is the opposite of abundance? It's lack, okay?
Right.
And abundance is a natural state. So if we always think that there's never enough money, there's never enough food, there's never enough of anything, then that's living in lack. And it's not a state of consciousness. It's actually an emotion. But when you understand that the world, that the universe is always abundance, it is a natural state, then you should never be afraid that there's never enough. So even if your bank account, if your bank account is at zero, if you truly trust in the source of all things, then you know that that money will present itself. Okay, for whatever you need. Okay, but if we're trying to dictate and control it, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you know what? You will stay in lack because you're trying to handle it from a lack perspective instead of understanding how you do that. Okay.
First of all, it's knowing that
abundance is the only way that it's the only way that everything is. It's never not abundant. Okay. Lack is only a state of mind.
Okay. Wow.
That is
so deep. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So you just know it's never without.
Mm-hmm. Oh, never without. Okay. Well then I can receive a replay on this session, or how does that work?
Oh no, absolutely. They'll be posted. You can definitely get a replay. And remember, if you are on the class on Friday, that we are going to have TJN memberships, so you'll be able to get access to all the archives.
Wonderful. I just wanted to be able to share it with my husband and my family members as well. This is great information. Like I said, everybody needs to know this.
Thank you so much, Shay. Thank you. Thank you. Love and light to you
too.
And your family.
And
thank you so much.
Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for being a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Love and light to you.
Thank you.
Is this the next caller?
I'm sorry, error code 803-312, you're unmuted. Do you have a question?
No.
Okay. All right, Dr. Pierman.
Thank you, 803, okay, for being here. Okay. Well, listen, as you can see, the last call was Shay, which he was just asking about abundance and just needing clarity on that. And, you know, we have to understand that these are just natural states. If you understand that the universe is never not abundant, that is just a programming that we have developed, and it's a programming that many of us choose to stay in. And when we make the decision, all you have to do to change things is first say, yes, I'm willing to do it. Okay, I'm ready. I am willing to make the changes. That's one of the greatest things about being a human being, is that you have free will. Okay. You know, pets, they know how to exude love and loyalty. Okay. We have absolute free will. Okay. And we want to exist in love. Okay. At all times. Okay. But we, you know, if we're coming in with this miasmic state or this dis-ease, or we're locked into this emotional body and we're not choosing to get out of it, well, then those will be your experiences all of the time. So you have to ask yourself, do you want to change? Do you want to transform? For me, you know, we recently saw the class, our classes at the Jewel University. We were instructed to watch Above Majestic. That is a documentary on both iTunes and Amazon. Excuse me. And when I saw that, I was completely just, I think I've watched it 5 times. Do you think that's enough? And I'm still not done. I purchased it. First I rented it, and then I purchased it. And I realized that being a human being is a divine order. When you watch this movie and you understand what has happened with the human being, okay, why we function the way that we do, okay, but knowing that it is a gift. Humans are, it is, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. And to be a human means that you have a brain, right? And the brain really is the cosmic web. That means that you have access to everything in the universe, right? But of course, if that isn't what you're being taught and you're only using 1/3 of your brain, well, then how will you ever experience that? And your DNA, when your DNA, which is just also has a wealth of information, when that is inactive and it's dormant, then, you know, there are experiences that we're just not having. So how are we able to have access to a full brain? How are we able to have access to, how are we able to activate our dormant DNA to have experiences that are even beyond comprehension for you right now, okay? Because humans are really, truly, you know, we're superhuman, okay? And what I mean by superhuman is that we really have been designed to be super and divine and just being able to transcend in ways, again, that right now we just can't even fathom because we have been so compromised, okay, and so conditioned to think differently. It's important that you begin to get access to your own brain tissue. And this is why we're on the Jewel, this is the Jewel Network for the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. And the entry program is what? The Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. When you get your brain balanced and locked, what happens? You start to develop authentic neurogenesis. You will start to grow new brain tissue. And when you do this, that means that you will begin to be able to utilize parts of your brain that you're not accessing right now, that it just, that they, it just vibrates at a higher frequency. Higher frequency means more expanded information. So there's just information that you just can't access right now because you don't have the neurons available. All right, so it's important that we get our brains balanced. It is so important that we do that. And we need information. You need it. Okay, so if you don't know anything about yourself, then how can you truly say that you know yourself? And it says it in the Bible, know thyself, okay? It just doesn't mean if you like red, black, green, purple, okay, that you want a colonial house instead of a contemporary. No, if you want a Range versus Rover versus a Hyundai, that's not knowing thyself. It is knowing yourself as a divine being. Okay, you are a divine being in a body. That makes you a living God. And living gods are supposed to have complete access to their brain. Okay, and this is part of the reason that we don't even like to, oh my God, did she say that I'm a living God? Yes, I did. You are. Okay, and but when you have full access to your brain, you start growing this new brain tissue, your life is going to change. You won't be living a life of fear, sadness, and lack. In mediocrity, you will be living a highly expansive reality. Things will transform for you. You will come out of this egoic reality. And you know what? If you are experiencing disease, your body is going to heal. Why? Because you're growing the neurons available for this and for your brain to feed the body to turn on the DNA for your body to heal. You understand? So why is it so hard for the body to heal if we're living in an emotional reality? Because we're not existing in states of consciousness. We are living in states of emotions. Emotions block the body from healing. So if you get your brain balanced, you begin releasing these emotions, right? You learn about yourself. Don't you want to know about yourself? I don't want anybody knowing about me, and I don't know about me. And, you know, there are life forms, okay? If you really begin to study the ancient texts, okay, you know, there are life forms on this planet that know more about you than you know about yourself. And as my 12-year-old said, she goes, you know, Mommy, that's creepy. And I'm like, you know, and that's why you need to learn about your body. It is so important. So if a 12-year-old gets that, then we should, as adults, should get that too. So at the Jewel University, we offer classes like immunology. Your body is your blueprint. Immunology and body hygiene for the 21st century. You're going to learn how to take care of your body that's working for you 24 hours a day. Your body has one purpose, okay? It is to help you to fulfill your purpose. It is to heal. So you wake up, you get dressed, you create your day, you leave the house, or you should, if you're on the balancing program, you should be balancing in the morning. You create your day. You eat your breakfast, whatever you do, then, and you create your day before you go into the matrix, you understand? So you don't get caught up in the matrix, okay? And you go out there and you are in your purpose, okay? You understand? That is how we are supposed to be living, divinely, not in stress, fear. Oh, my God, am I going to pay my rent? Am I going to do this? Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? And we're in anxiety and stress. No, because that's only going to cause the body to deteriorate. It's never supposed to be that way. We're only supposed to be in love and trust and abundance and joy, okay? Listen, my dog is not worried about where his next meal is coming from. You understand? The plants outside aren't struggling. The tree is not struggling. These species know their purpose, okay? So what is yours? And how do you figure that out? Well, I'm going to give you a tip today. Write out a love list of everything that you love. And join us at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. Get on the Brain Balancing Program. Check out our website at www.juis.education. Come and hang out with us. Reclaim your owner's manual. That is what the Jewel University is about. It is designed to help every human being reclaim their owner's manual. That is the only way that it's supposed to be. Okay? Know who you are.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psycho Neuro Immunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency.
Love and light. Thank you so much for being here today. I look forward to hanging out with you next Tuesday again. We have an overview tonight. Come and learn about the Jewel University. Look forward to seeing you there. Love and light. Thank you so much.
To purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com.
Yes, we do.
If you'd like
love
to contact
you.
Us,
love everybody.
Please send
love
your email
every
to info@thejewelnetwork.net.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Love and light.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.